Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the most important processes that involves government is the issuance of building permits, whether that be commercial building permits, residential building permits, or permits for electrical, gas, mechanical, and plumbing permits. It very much affects the local economy, the speed in which properties can be put into the stream of commerce. Time is money. So it's always a good thing to kind of check and get the barometer or the temperature of what people are thinking about that process. It can tend to be very intensive, but it's so very, very important to the local economy. And joining us is Ruth Lawson, the president of the Jefferson Chamber. And they embarked upon a permitting survey here in 2025 where they sought out the experiences of nearly 100 Jefferson Parish businesses that went through the permitting process. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, Ruth, I'm really excited that y'all did this because I really believe, you hear anecdotal stories all the time, people that have to make modifications to their buildings, or they're building new, or they're renovating, or whatever it may be. Time is money. Obviously, they spend a lot of money on architectural and engineering design, and they want to get through the process as quickly as possible, right?
Right. So, yeah.
And
this was one of our biggest, issues. We pride on ourselves on being such a pro-business environment for Jefferson Parish, and this was one of the biggest issues that kind of our businesses felt they were facing in getting up and started, whether that's just a renovation or a new development of property. And so we wanted to make sure that their voices were heard.
And I know that Jefferson Parish government, I think y'all even reflect that in your report, they've made some changes in the hopes of improving, but you never really know whether or not that you've really achieved that. So it's kind of good from that perspective to kind of check in with folks as well, right?
Correct. And, I've been honored to serve on the Parish President's Advisory Committee. Both the Parish Council and the Parish President realized that this was an issue, that the process needed improving. And so we've gotten about 20 of us, dedicated professionals, looking to improve this process. And the Parish, to their credit, has already implemented a lot of the recommendations that we've made, but I still think that there's a long way to go.
Yeah. So what did the study reveal? Let's get into it.
Right. So we had about almost 100 participating businesses. Most of those businesses were in the construction and development industries, which we were hoping to get those who have the most experience with the process. I would say that it revealed that about people are equal on whether they're satisfied or very satisfied with the process or very dissatisfied with the process. So that was kind of interesting. We hear a lot of complaints, whether it's the time for approval was the most challenging aspect that our respondents faced. But followed by that was, communication and or customer service with the government staff. And so we've really taken that into consideration and tried to provide the administration some ideas on how both of those could be improved.
Yeah, I was looking at the presentation. Roughly just about 30% of those surveyed said that their permit was approved in less than a month. About 46%, 1 to 3 months, 18%, 3 to 6 months, and 5% more than 6 months. Is there an industry average or a national average that people target to try to achieve?
I think everyone's regulations are so different, but I think the gold standard would be as little time as possible. We'd like to stay in under that less than 1 month. And I think, that was for permit approval. But when we look at the planning process, too, so say if you have your standard commercial development, if everything is submitted correctly and there are no hiccups in the process, which we all know rarely there is, it still takes about 9 weeks to complete that planning process, get your permit, and that is difficult. So you can imagine, and that's not just on the parish department staff, but that's going before the planning advisory board, making sure it's advertised in enough time, as well as going before the council for full approval if there are variances.
So are there opportunities of reducing what I call, you know, and I know you are familiar with WIPs, works and processes that you have to touch during the process. Is there a possibility of eliminating some of these?
I think so. You know, right now, I think that it's both a process issue and a personnel issue. And I don't mean just people, but, you know, whether it's the starting pay of some of the positions or whether it's the customer service training that they're receiving. I think that all goes into it, as well as the process. Like, can we eliminate some of the steps needed or condense the time? There's also been discussion about whether we allow businesses or individuals to pay like a expedited fee, you know, a higher fee for an expedited time frame. But I think that we're all trying to figure that out. You know, right now we're just really trying to figure out the process too, because it can go one way or it can go five other different ways depending on the individual permit or planning location.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of interesting because the consumer walks into the office, they're not all exactly the same. Some time may be more of the essence than others, right?
Right. And I think, too, you know, this process is very confusing. So if a lot of times our businesses, our residents hire a consultant or professional to handle it for them. And so if you have someone that's routinely doing this and knowing the steps and what's necessary, then it's probably going to go a little bit faster. But for those who either can't afford a consultant or maybe, you know, it's not available to them, it makes the process much more difficult and thus adding, you know, additional time and requirements probably too. And I will say, Noel, you know, I'll mention what I hear the most from businesses and what we're trying to figure out, I think, is one of the top priorities is, you know, a plan or a permit gets submitted to the parish and they're told, look, you need to provide A, B, and C. Well, then they provide A, B, and C, and then the next review process, they need D, E, and F. And so making sure that the parish departments and staff are communicating everything that's needed, but on their side, too, that the applicant is providing the information, all the information ahead of time. And, you know, they're not kind of piecemealing it too, is kind of a communication issue on both ends.
Yeah. I mean, even if sometimes it's a practice that the application can't be accepted unless all the supporting documents are included. Right. I mean, because obviously that becomes more tedious on the government side, right, of holding these things in abeyance, you know, waiting on documents, and then you get the finger pointing, right, as who's to blame when something came in or not.
Yeah, and I think it's training on both sides. I think it's providing more resources and information ahead of time for the applicant, providing more customer service. Look, we want our businesses to go to Jefferson Parish and feel like their hand is held and they are going to do whatever they can. You know, I know we're not talking about holding their hand throughout the whole process, but making sure that they feel welcome to open a business or provide development within the parish, that the parish department is going to do whatever they can and whatever they need to do to get that business up and running as soon as possible.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know you guys have looked at others as to what they are doing, because that's what, you know, you're always trying to drive for perfection to get better. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, a lot of folks don't connect the dots as to how important this process truly is relative to economic development. More so, I think, in the commercial development side than residential development side. But, you know, people that are going to locate a business somewhere, they want that ease of administration. And if it's holding their hand through the entire process, I can promise you, I've heard incredible stories like coming out of Arizona and Lexington, Kentucky, where a friend built a manufacturer plant there. They were just like blown away by the assistance that they got through the process. They had never experienced that before.
Right. And that's what we're looking to provide. Look, we're not trying, we are trying to improve the process and make it better, but we're trying to be the gold standard. You know, what can we do to make it the easiest place in the country to open a business? And when you talk about economic development, if they're, you know, 9 weeks delayed and they're paying interest on their loan, but they're not open, you know, that's a real financial situation that some can afford and some cannot. And so the cost of just sitting there and not being able to open their business is huge, as well as just from the economic development part of attracting businesses. They need to have some certainty of the process, some certainty of the ability to navigate the process, that they'll be open as quickly as possible, and that, you know, our government and our business community are going to work with them to do so.
We're visiting with Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber. We're talking about a recent survey that they've released on permitting for construction of commercial, residential, and other types of improvements to property. Ruth, I'm hearing what you're saying, and it sounds like, you know, thankfully that both the parish administration and the parish council are open and receptive to this process, their participation on the task force. How has that gone so far?
It's going well. Look, we've had about 4 or 5 meetings for the committee. Going along with those meetings, the parish has done both an SOQ, you know, basically a request for proposals, double-sided, to look at all of the permitting and planning regulations to see what can be improved, and then also to look at the whole Unified Development Code and to see of Jefferson Parish and see where we can either simplify it, update it. And so that's going on like the government side. With the committee, you know, we've really been trying to understand the personnel issue, the process issue, and make improvements. You know, I think that they've probably lived by the same process for a long time. And what can we do as private business owners or in the business community to suggest improvements? And to their credit, you know, they've taken some of those and already put them into play. They've, you know, launched an updated planning and zoning map. They provide a more intuitive user experience for the applicants. And that's, you know, been in development for several years with updating, you know, their permit portal. But it kind of got moved along a little bit quicker. And I think that that's going to help a lot. But I think that there's a long way to go, like I said.
Yeah. And is there like an end game to this, a deadline, you know, some, maybe just an arbitrary date, you know, as opposed to just being open-ended, that everyone hopes that they get these tasks completed by?
So I know Parish President Lee Shane wants to see this done within her administration. So that looks like a couple more years, you know, she has. But I will say that it's a long, arduous process. I think everybody would like to get it done as quickly as possible. But it is a lot of regulations, a lot of processes that have, you know, many different ways they can go. And so we want to make sure that we're looking at it from the top to the bottom and making as many changes as we think that will improve the process as possible. But I do know it is a priority of the parish president and the council.
Yeah. And, you know, because we're in the competition business, right? We're competing for people to, trying to lure them here. And if they have a much easier time up the river in St. Charles, you know, a lot of people make that decision to go there because they can get open faster, quicker. And in many cases, sometimes the land acquisition cost is cheaper. So we have to do other things to put ourselves in a better shape, I guess, to compete.
Certainly, you know, we are always in competition to attract and retain our businesses. And I think that we've been on the winning side of getting many businesses move into our parish from neighboring communities. But we want to make sure that we keep that up and that we attract new businesses, that we provide them certainty, that we, you know, are the most business-friendly parish in the region. And to do that, I think we constantly have to look at our processes and our procedures and making sure that the right people are in the right seats and that everyone's doing their job to make sure that Jefferson Parish prospers.
So we're visiting with Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber. Let's pivot real quick. Just quickly, an assessment, kind of the state of the parish from the business owner's perspective. You interact with them every day. What are you hearing?
I think everyone's, excited. We've had some really good announcements within the last year, 2 years of Jefferson Parish. You know, we have $500 million investment in with UBE on the West Bank for EV battery manufacturers. We have Riley Foods, which is an old New Orleans company, moving into Jefferson Parish, as well as the development at Clearview, the development at Elmwood, a lot of exciting things. And we want to make sure that momentum goes forward. We're constantly working alongside our partners at JEDCO for them to, keep attracting and retaining businesses and whatever the chamber can do as a business organization and an advocacy organization to make sure that our business is still supported. And this really is one of those issues, Noel. I mean, the permitting and planning, we work day in and day out to advocate for the business-friendly environment of Jefferson Parish. And so we do that at the local level, the state level, and the federal level to protect the interests of our business members and ensuring the long-term economic growth of Jefferson Parish. And so that's really our mission. We work hard to do so, and we want to make sure that our businesses feel supported and heard.
Absolutely. Ruth Lawson, President, Jefferson Chamber, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing the results of the permitting and planning survey. Very interesting stuff. And best of luck to you as you continue down this path, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Noel. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. That's Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.